This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's that time again. Time to jump in the lake for a great cause. For the fourth year in a row, the Central Food Network, which serves Highlands East and surrounding areas of Haliburton County, offering food security and home heating support, is hosting the Jump in the Lake Challenge at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 16th. This is an event that encourages local residents to jump in one of the many lakes and rivers in the region to raise money to keep vital programs running and helping as many people as possible. Kat Shudin is the Communications and Donor Engagement Coordinator with the Central Food Network, CFN for short. She's excited about the upcoming fundraiser and sat down with Canoe FM recently to explain the importance of this annual event. As costs continue to rise for groceries, gas, food, and housing, events like this one are critical.
We're seeing an increase across all of our programs in the need for people reaching out for support. With more need comes the need for more dollars to be able to continue doing the work that we're doing. Last year for a heat bank alone, we saw 413 calls for support, which is a significant increase from the year before. That's 58% more calls. And I think also the part about CFN and the reason why I've been so proud to work here is just the people who are delivering the services have such a big heart and are always doing everything they can every day to make sure that people are receiving support with dignity, with care, patience. I think across the board, everybody's always looking at like, okay, how can we continue to improve what we're doing? I just am wowed every day by the work that CFN does. And last year, in terms of our food bank supports, like in Highlands East, where our food banks are specifically located, 21% of children live in low-income homes, which is almost double the provincial rate. So I think just also the need is tremendous and we're doing everything we can, and we would love to invite people into the mission to take a little plunge in the lake to help support the work.
Here's how it works. On Saturday, May 16th at 2 p.m., participants make a splash in any one of the local water bodies in Haliburton County. Then they can take a photo and share it with CFN. Shudin says the annual Jump in the Lake Challenge is a fun way to show you care by making a bold goal, but you don't have to get wet if you don't want to. Some participants have made a bold goal to cycle 35 kilometers instead, while others have chosen other activities.
So we have everybody register on Canada Helps. That's where they're able to set up their campaign and then collect donations through there. And then that way they can also, that's what the donation link that they send out to folks. But on the day of, we have people taking selfies as they're going in, videos recorded. And honestly, it's all about having a good time in support of community and helping make sure that every neighbor has access to food and heat support when they need it. We want to make sure that nobody feels like they're getting left behind. So this was actually an event that was started during the pandemic, and it didn't start in Haliburton County, but by Dean Michelle and Jennifer Bacon. They're in the Kawartha Lakes area. They're two realtors, and they had started this as a way to raise money for their local food bank. And when we heard about it a few years afterwards, we thought, what a great way to get people engaged and to start venturing into peer-to-peer fundraising. It's definitely a whole other process for us to take on, but it's been so cool to see over the years how people get engaged, get excited, and even throw little barbecues and make it an event where they're inviting the community together as well. So we have people do that as part of their individual plunges. So they'll invite their neighbors over. Some people decide to hot tub afterwards or really make it their own. This year we opened it up a little bit more as well. So we put it out there that if people have their own idea of what they want to be doing instead of jumping in the lake, you are absolutely welcome to still register under the campaign and take on your own bold challenge. The idea is to do something bold for community. So we actually have one team registered and they're biking 35 kilometers, which is a tremendous feat. I know that I told some people that and they're like, jumping in the lake is faster. But depends who you are. So I think the whole thing is about getting involved and doing something to support other folks in the community.
Next to Manitoulin Island, Haliburton County is the second most economically downturned regions in Ontario. And with the cost of living outpacing incomes, people here are struggling with food costs, housing expenses, and heating. It's no wonder demand for food bank assistance has almost doubled. In fact, one in four residents here are unable to afford healthy, nutritious food. The Central Food Network runs food banks in Wilberforce and Cardiff that support those living in Gooderham, Harcourt, Highland Grove, Torrey Hill, and Potash. Over the 4 years that Jump in the Lake Challenge has taken place, both the number of participants and the amount of money raised have grown. And despite the shock of jumping in the frigid water, Schutten says she loves to see the smiles on the faces of those who've taken the plunge.
In the first year, we raised just over $3,000. And last year, we raised over almost $13,000. And our goal this year is to hit 15. We'll see how that goes, but we're optimistic that hopefully we'll be able to get there. I think most people, like, especially after they plunge in, we just see grins across the board. People have a lot of fun with this. We have folks who are part of the organization who are volunteering with us who participate. But overall, I think people are just excited to have a fun way to fundraise for something locally that is overall not too complicated. There's no training involved with jumping in the lake.
The generosity and kindness of the people in Haliburton County are what keep organizations like CFN running. Schutten is always moved by the community spirit here that make events and causes like this one happen.
One of the things that we say is that everybody needs help sometimes. We have many stories of different volunteers who have received help in the past, and then they want to come back in order to give back to the community in their own ways. People are always finding new ways to show up. And I think that every day I'm just in awe of the way that works. Like, we had last year, we put out a call for an air conditioner to the community because our food banks were in need of that with, like, the summers getting hotter. And the way that, like, even online, people were, like, supporting by sharing that, tagging people. For our tax clinics, the same thing. We had a call for laptops go out, and then Home Hardware generously donated laptops as well as another individual contributor. Sometimes it's monetarily, sometimes it's through time. No matter what, there's people out there who are constantly finding new ways to step up. And I think that's what is the magic of this work. We say that we're neighbors helping neighbors. And I think that really is true in every sense of the organization. And we're so grateful to everybody who participates in any way that they can, from the board to the volunteers, staff, other local organizations working together. Minden is also running Jump in the Lake at the same time as we are. So we collaborated on launching on the Shared Food Banks website, a page there that people can visit if they want to sign up for either one. And yeah, I think across the county, we just see generosity blossoming in so many different ways.
For more information on the Jump in the Lake fundraiser or to register as a participant, visit foodbankshaliburtoncounty.ca/jumpinthelake.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.